Let us with a gladsome mind praise the Lord, for He is done. For His mercies shall endure.
Manifest glory. Please declare after me that in the name of Jesus,
I'll
manifest the glory of God.
I'll manifest the glory of God
in season and out of season.
At
all times.
At all times.
I manifest the glory of God.
I manifest the glory of God.
Like Jesus on the surface of the earth.
Like Jesus on the surface of the earth.
Doing good works and doing wonders.
Doing good works and doing wonders.
Everywhere He went.
Everywhere He went.
I also manifest the glory of God.
I also manifest the glory of God.
By the Holy Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty name.
Nothing shall stop.
Nothing shall stop.
The manifesting.
The manifesting.
Of God's glory in my life.
Of God's glory in my life.
I receive revelation.
I receive revelation.
To manifest the glory of God.
To manifest the glory of God.
At all times.
At all times.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Begin to thank the Holy Spirit. Thank Him for the grace to manifest the glory of God at all times, wherever you are. In the name of Jesus. It is not by might, it is not by power, Lord. We receive grace. Spirit of the living God, grace to manifest your glory. Grace to manifest your glory. Not only on stage doing your work, but wherever we are at all times. Wherever we are at all times, manifesting your glory. Manifesting your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. And let nothing stop the manifesting of your glory in our lives in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. Foolishness is one of the things that, by the influence of the enemy causing us to act foolishly, devoid of wisdom, is one way that the enemy seeks to use to stop us manifesting God's glory. And we thank God for revelation of His word, revealing the various ways which we've learned and we've prayed accordingly. We give God the praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
One way the enemy uses is also fear. And today's theme is still under manifesting the glory of God, is overcome worldly fear. And I'll encourage us that if you've missed praying along any of the lessons, do go back and go through lessons like guard your heart, win the battles of the mind, all under manifest glory extending into stopping the spirit of foolishness. John chapter 14 verse 27. He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I read one more time. Peace I leave with you. So when someone says that he's leaving something with you, means he's leaving or he's going away. But he then says that he leaves his peace with us. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That is to say that there is a certain kind of peace that the world seeks to give. A false kind of peace is not the type of peace that our Lord Jesus Christ gives. The world can choose to give you peace of mind financially and yet meet you halfway somewhere with sicknesses and disease. When our God gives us peace, he gives us all-round rest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He gives us peace on every side. Amen.
Amen.
The kind of peace that comes from within is not about what you see around. It is the kind of peace that is from within which overcomes what you see without. He that is born of God does what? Overcometh the world. He that is born of God does what? Overcometh the world. Hallelujah. The peace that Jesus gives us, it overcomes any worldly challenge that you can face. And he says, fear not. Do not be afraid, for he's given us his peace. When we read Proverbs chapter 3, verse 21 to 26, it says, my son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So here we are learning about wisdom. And it says, so shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. So this is a secret, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24, for those who suffer sleepless nights. Sometimes you want to sleep, you can't sleep. You confess Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And 25, be not afraid of sudden fear. Look at the description. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence. I pray that the Lord be your confidence in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And shall keep thy foot from being taken. Sudden fear. I remember the times of COVID. There was fear and panic everywhere. You see things that happen in the nations and even in your own land. The news you hear, and there's panic, everyone panicking because everyone is afraid to die. But the word of the Lord says that when you go by wisdom, Proverbs 3, when you go by wisdom, which to us is the word of God, you don't have to be afraid or you don't have to fall to sudden fear. He's told us ahead of time. Things that you hear about, whether it's coups, whether it's bad prophecies, whether it's bad reports, In wherever you are, whether it's with regards to situations in your family, situations at your workplace, whatever it is, today, this is God's word to you. Be not afraid of sudden fear. There's a kind of fear which you call sudden fear. All of a sudden, some kind of bad news, and it makes your heart want to faint inside you. Like Rahab said, when we heard of the things that he did to the other nations, our hearts melted within us. Today, be of good courage. Today, be strong. Fear not. Let your heart not be afraid of sudden fear.
Amen.
Let not your heart be afraid of sudden fear. Say after me, no matter what the news is,
no matter what the news is,
I rise above it.
I rise above it.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
No matter what I see,
no matter what
on social media,
on social
no
media,
matter what I hear,
no matter
in my family,
in my
no matter the doctor's reports,
no matter the,
no matter the Google statistics,
no matter the Google statistics,
my confidence is in the Lord.
My confidence is in the Lord.
No matter the physical statistics, my confidence is in the Lord. No matter what I face in my nation,
my confidence is in the Lord.
No matter what my enemies tell me,
today
my confidence is in the Lord. I want you to begin to open your mouth and declare your confidence in the Lord. No matter what sudden fear, you shall not fall prey to it. Your heart shall not faint. Your heart shall not be melted. Put your hand upon your heart and begin to declare, my confidence is in the Lord. My confidence is in the Lord. No matter the situation I'm going through right now, my confidence is in the Lord. No matter how things seem to look like, no matter what extrapolations and projections people may put across, my confidence is in the Lord. I will manifest the glory of God because my confidence is in the Lord. Nothing shall stop the manifesting of God's glory in my life because my confidence is in the Lord. My confidence is in the Lord, and I have the peace of Christ Jesus. My confidence is in the Lord. I have the peace of Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, our hearts are supposed to be filled with the word of God, so that anything that we meet, we face, the word of God in our hearts will overcome whatever situation. Some of us are not married yet, but we are already afraid of divorce because of what we have seen before, because of what we have heard of before. God has showed us many dreams, some of us on stage singing, ministering to thousands of people. Because of our age right now, we've already started giving up. We've already started deciding for God that the story is over, when God has not even yet started with us. Do not be afraid of sudden fear, and I pray that God will grant you grace to write a song with it so that we can sing the scripture unto the Lord. Be not afraid of sudden fear. Today, put your hand upon your heart. Any wrong information you have consumed, which has left holes in your heart for the enemy to attack with fear, today we are praying that Holy Spirit mend my heart, mend my soul. Anywhere we've developed weaknesses because of things we have watched from social media, things, bad news that we have heard, hospital reports that we've received and for which our hearts have been weakened. We've learned previously that we are supposed to guard our heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. And so we are praying that right now, Spirit of the living God, you know my heart, you know my soul, touch my soul, touch my soul, mend my soul, mend my soul against any fear which has been deposited in my spirit, in my soul, in my deposited in my heart. Mend my heart now. As you, with your hands upon your heart, begin to pray that prayer right now. Softly telling the Holy Spirit, mend my heart. Mend my heart. Mend my heart. As we worship the Lord right now, sing with your hand still on your heart as we receive healing from every hole of fear. In Jesus' name.
Amen. We give glory to the Lord. He
giving your life to Christ Jesus, this is an opportunity to establish his lordship over your life. And when you establish his lordship, you are guaranteed both life on earth and eternal life, even after death, even after physical death. And we call it spiritual life, eternal life. Say the short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the sacrifice that you made for all sinners, including myself. This day, I surrender my life unto you. Be Lord and Master over my life forever and ever. I receive you into my heart as my personal Savior, granting unto me life and eternal life. I give you all the glory. I worship you and I praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
If you just said this prayer, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us to 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen.
Start your week with God as you engage in 1 hour personal and corporate worship this and every Sunday at 6 p.m.
Shall we share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
be with us now and forevermore.